Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination here on 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking about the DL Link wig room. So we know that this amazing center is being built, that the DL Link have always had this dream of having this wig room. It's not new. It's definitely a service they've been providing for years. Cancer warriors have donated, those who are in remission have donated their wigs. Wigs have been made specifically. And it just gives an opportunity to women, men as well, but really women who have that unfortunate experience of having to lose their hair. Sometimes they shave it off first, but and how emotionally challenging that is. And so the DL Link is creating this beautiful, warm, supportive space where women can come, they can try on wigs, they can feel beautiful, and they can have their heads held in caring, nurturing hands. And so it was pretty amazing having Justin Brivik on the show. He is doing this incredible challenge, right? The 75 Hard Challenge in memory of his sister, the late Michelle Brivik, who passed in 2015. And just in her memory, he's raising funds, trying to raise $750,000, $175,000 so far. And you can definitely contribute to this wig room. Just go to the DL Link website, look for events and 75 for Mish. No matter how small, all those tiny little donations make a huge difference. So Brenda Stern, who's a breast cancer warrior who has been in remission, will be, I think this April, it'll be 8 years in remission. Bryn has been on the show before. She's amazing. She has spoken many times at DL Link events. And here she is to talk about her wig experience and that she passed that wig on to someone else who was able to wear it and change her experience. Bryn, welcome. It's been a while, Bryn. It's been a while you've been on the show.
Yes. Thank you.
How are you so much
for having me. So nice to speak to you. I'm good, thank God. I'm really good. Yeah, coming up to April, 8 years. No evidence of disease, Baruch Hashem. Just celebrate every day.
Oh, Bryn, thank God. I mean, and as I said, you know, you've always been such a huge supporter of the DL Link. You've been amazing. Fundraising, running in marathons, speaking at events. And of course, donating your wig. So let's just talk about that. You went through the whole experience, breast cancer, the chemotherapy, and you lost your hair. What was that experience like for you, Bryn?
I have to be honest, it was really traumatic. I didn't really have a mentor when I went through breast cancer. And I mean, DL Link were my absolute pillar of support. But I knew that I would lose my hair between about 10 to 15 days after my first chemo. And I was sitting in the airport in Cape Town. I'd gone down to Cape Town to go and run a strategy session. And I sort of scratched my head and this whole clump of hair came out. And I like freaked out. And that night in the shower, I just started pulling out my hair and it was just so awful. I had two wigs. I had my hair harvested, so they make a million little ponytails on your head, and then they cut it off, and they deal you from a few grey hairs. The only one who can sew a wig in South Africa, she sewed a whole wig of my hair, which looked just like my hair. And I had, before that was ready, I had a blonde wig, because I decided, you know, if I'm going to, like, wear a wig, I might as well play around. I always wanted to be blonde. So I had like a blonde bob that I called Uma. Every wig has a name, by the way. Mine was called Vicky, Victoria, but I named it Uma after Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. And so I put Uma on the next day and went to do my strategy session with my partners. And it like took them about 2 hours to go like, oh, you've changed your hair. He's geniuses. So I cut my hair very short when I had it harvested, and then I waited for my wigs, and then I got my blonde wig, and then I got my real hair wig, which I hated, by the way.
Why? Why did you hate it?
Jonix, the first time Delia put it on me, I absolutely freaked, like really freaked, because I just, that person to me was gone. I mean, I looked exactly the same, but that person was gone. Like that person no longer existed. Like she was like gone. And I didn't want to look like her anymore. And it's a very personal choice. Some people want to look exactly the same as they did. Some people, you know, have taken a whole new persona. I stopped wearing wigs completely. I wore like African dukes, and I loved my dukes, and I still wear them like often. And it just freaked me out. I like wasn't that person I'd said goodbye to. So I had this exquisite wig. It was really beautiful. I had long, long brown hair. It was beautiful. And they trimmed it and made it beautiful. And so I donated it, and we started the Deal Link Wig Room.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, yeah, Greens, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. And after the break, let's just talk about when you handed this 20,000 Rand wig over to someone else. Someone else was the recipient, and how amazing it was. A quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Carla. I have triple negative breast cancer. I have to say that Gavi and Ilana from the DL Link have been absolutely amazing. I went last week and they've helped me choose two wigs, and Ilana had them styled and washed for me, and Gavi delivered them to my house. I cannot tell you how this gives me back my dignity and how much I appreciate everything that the DL Link does. Not only do they give you your hair, but I also got a few soft covers for my head, and they just made the whole process feel normal when it is such an abnormal thing to be doing. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the DL Link.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM. We have Brenda Stern, 8 years in remission this April, breast cancer warrior. Yeah. And we're just talking about the wig room and the part that Brenda played. Brenz, we have actually run out of time, believe it or not. So very, very quickly, one message to the audience listening about the wig room, and really trying to make this a donation so that we can get this wig room going.
So it's critically important, and everyone's support is enormously appreciated. When you lose your hair, you lose a very important part of your identity, and it really brings home the fact that you're going through this awful illness. So anything we can do, and DL Link is so wonderful, anything we can do, and all our supporters are so wonderful, and we're so grateful, and especially to Chai FM for giving us a slot. Thank you, Nikki. And to support people going through this process, make it easier, make it less traumatic. We're so grateful, and I would really encourage people, if you have a spare shampoo at home or you can make a contribution, please know that every little bit counts. It's the little bits that add up, the small piece of the puzzle that make the whole puzzle work. And we would be so grateful. And, you know, you're doing a real, real mitzvah, that somebody feels confident and attractive. And it just reduces the trauma that much more. So we'd be so grateful, and we'd really encourage you to support it. Thank you so much.
Oh, Bryn, thank you so much. We love you so much, and thanks for coming onto the show.
Thanks,
so
Nick.
Appreciate it.
Big love.
Go well. Go
big
well. Big celebration in April.
God bless.
A big celebration. Brenda Stern, breast cancer warrior. So wonderful to have Brenda on the show.